I think that this is a molecule that really is going to change the way that we manage solid tumors. And I think that we all kind of vision how we're going to move this agent into earlier breast cancer, to the neoadjuvant setting or into the adjuvant setting, which I think that's what we are very excited about, because I think it really has, in my opinion, changed the landscape about how we manage women with breast cancer. I personally feel that this is the standard of care in women in similar situation, and I think we were overwhelmed with the information that it was presented in ASCO 2005, and we just kind of trying to see how we can put all of these pieces together to offer them to our patients. But I think in those women with metastatic breast cancer, they had adjuvant anthracycline therapy, and now they present for taxane-containing regimen. I think it has to be in our list to strongly consider because of the data has been provided. For those patients that they had failed anthracycline therapy, which in our institutions are becoming less and less because we had been using taxane therapies in the adjuvant setting since 1994 from our first clinical trial, the majority of the patients that we see today had been exposed to anthracycline and taxane, which is a different population that was presented. But for those women before the presentation, we had two combinations that they had been proven to be superior than single agent taxane therapy. One of the combinations was the use of gemcitabine plus paclitaxel versus paclitaxel alone. And it was presented last year as well as the year before, showing an improvement in time to progression and preliminary evidence of increased overall survival. And the main study that was using docetaxel plus capecitabine versus docetaxel. So I think those studies were very important studies. And for those that they wanted to use a combination therapy with all of the caveats of using combination versus sequential therapy on when to use them, we tend to use combination therapy in our institution in certain circumstances. And patients that they come for first-line therapy, and based on the evidence, both of these combinations were reasonable. And some patients, for instance, sequential therapy would be our preference. And it varies from institution to institution and also within the same group. I tend to use more sequential therapy in many patients, but I think the role of combination therapy in some instance, it is well documented by the two studies that I just mentioned.
Which situation specifically?
Well, those patients with good performance status, with visceral involvement, with good organ function, we have considered to use combination. So, and again, you know, the issue about the you do sequential therapy versus combination, my take on the combination is for those women that they have symptomatic breast cancer with visceral involvement, that I think having a response on these patients to alleviate the symptoms and improve their quality of life, despite enhancement on the adverse events, I think that's a patient that will strongly consider for a combination. Those patients that come in from hormonal therapy with more indolent disease, with minimal bulky disease, or that they have minimal symptomatology, I think sequential therapy, in my opinion, would be as good as combination therapy. But again, there has never been a study outside of the ECOG study where patients use anthracycline followed by taxane, so taxane followed by anthracycline versus the combination. The combination had higher response rate, longer time to progression, but overall survival and quality of life was similar. That was the ECOG trial that George Schlage published in JCO. So I think, you know, there's a big controversy about sequential, but that's my particular approach. And I don't think one is wrong or right, but you do a personal decision in that particular patient. We were considered using a single agent taxane, either docetaxel or paclitaxel. I prefer to use weekly paclitaxel or every 3 weeks docetaxel. And those patients, I felt that there was a combination in order, I would just combine that with gemcitabine and a taxane.
And what would you use after that next?
Capecitabine would be our second approach.